Today we are learning the entire fourth parak of Masechet Shabbos, all two Mishnayos. Bame tomnin uvame ein tomnin. There is a restriction at the beginning of Shabbos, when Shabbos enters, to encase, to cover any food items that you have in a pot with what's called a dover hamosif hevel, something which increases heat, because we're concerned that if you're going to use a heat additive, you might use coals, and then you might stoke those coals. So it's one giant gzera. We don't want people stoking coals. Now, you can put it, your pot in a blanket on Erev Shabbos and let it stay there into Shabbos, but not on something which is mosif hevel. On Shabbos, there is a restriction against actually burying something inside a blanket, even though the blanket is not mosif hevel because it's already Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, "Bame tomnin v'me ein tomnin." So in what are you allowed to bury, encase, and wrap? And in what you are not. Ein tomnin lo bagefes. You cannot use the remnants of olives. Velo bazevel, and not with fertilizer. Velo bamelach, not with salt. Velo basid, and not with plaster. Velo bachol, not with sand. Ben lacha ben yevashim. Because all of these increase heat. Lo batevin, whether they're soft, wet or dry, talking about the sand. Lo batevin, not with straw. Velo bazagim, and zagim is the insides of the grapes. It's actually machlokas, but let's assume it's the pit of the grape. V'lo b'muchim, and not with, muchim is like clumps of soft cotton. V'lo b'asavin, and not with grass. B'zman shein lachim, when they are soft, when they are wet. Avol tomen ben k'shin yivesh, but you can use them to cover your pot totally when they are dry. Tomen and b'chsus, you can cover with blankets, clothes, uvaperos, and with fruits. B'kanfayona, with dove's wings, uminasaurus shall harashim, and nasaurus are like shavings of a harash, of a pottery, uminaoris shall pishtandaka, and with the remnants of thin flax. Rabbi Yudha Usar Badaka, he says that thin flax is considered to be mosif hevel, that adds heat, umatir bagasa, and he says it's permitted if it's thick. Mishnah Beis. We're going to talk about what you can use for encasing, and Derech Agav, we're going to talk about what is Muktza. So we mentioned last time, Muktza means something which you do not intend on using on Shabbos. Most of the things that are in our homes, because we may use them on Shabbos, we assume that the person's intention is that they could potentially use them. However, there are certain things which have no use, and therefore there's no reason to assume you're going to use them, and therefore we assume that the person designates them as a non-Muktza item. So like stones, or sticks, or dirt, because they have no utility, therefore they are considered muktza. But if you designated them in certain ways, then they would be for Shabbos purposes. But the standard is that they're not. Tomnin bashlochin. You can take hides of an animal, umetaltalin osam. You can take them and bury your food in them. You can encase your food, and you can even handle them. They're not muktza. But begizei semer, you can encase your food in clumps of wool, ve'ein retalton osam, because those clumps of wool are not a vessel. You don't usually sit on them. If you have a hide, in antiquity, they used to use hides for mats. They would sit on them. But rather, and when it comes to clumps of wool, that remains muktza. So what do you do if you bury your pot inside clumps of wool, and the wool is muktza? You can't move it on Shabbos. If it's a kli, that's malach to le'isser. One day we'll get to this mirtza shem, the 17th parak, then you can move it for the tzorach of mekomo and gufo, for its purpose or the place. But if it's actual muktza, if you have no use for it at all, like just chunks of wool, so we say no to le'sakisu, you can take the cover, vehein noflos. And the wool falls away, so that's not direct handling of them. Rabbi Lezman Azari says, kupa, if you have a box with the food in it, mata alzida, tip it over, vinotel, then you can take out the food. Shema yitol ve'eni yochal achzir. He says, you have to be careful if you actually pick up the pot or the container, maybe the clumps of wool are going to fall into its spot. You won't be able to get it back. So he says, tilt it over. V'chachamim, and the chachamim say, no till umachzir. According to the chachamim, you can take the kedera out of the box, and you don't have to worry that it's going to fall back in. You don't have that chashash. Lo kisomi bod yom, if you didn't cover your pot Friday afternoon, lo yechasenu mishetechshach. You can't cover it totally on Shabbos, even with a blanket, because of that restriction of hatmana. But kisov and izgala, if you covered it on Erev Shabbos, and then on Shabbos somehow the blanket fell off, it is permitted to return it to its hatmana. Memale esakiton, you can fill up the jug of water. V'nosan l'tachas hakar o tachas hakesis. You can fill a thermos of water which is cold, and maintaining the temperature of cold is not a problem. It's only an issue of hatmana for a food item which is hot.